Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. This is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch update. This is update number 931. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Haaretz News, Israel announced it would stop all import of fuel into the Gaza Strip on Thursday following a week of escalating confrontations between Israel and Gaza-based groups. The decision was taken by Defense Minister Benny Gantz following consultations with security officials in light of the continued spate of incendiary balloons launched from the Gaza Strip into the territory of the State of Israel and the undermining of security and stability. This comes after IDF fighter jets, fighter helicopters, and tanks attacked a number of Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip on Wednesday night. During the attack, a Hamas naval force compound, underground infrastructure, and observation posts were targeted. The IDF said the attack was also carried out in direct response to the launch of explosive and incendiary balloons from the Gaza Strip into Israel over the past week. Second, today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to ABC News, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a call to action to warn of a potential outbreak between the end of this summer and winter of a rare but potentially lethal disease that affects young children. Where seeking medical attention right away could make all the difference. On a conference call with the media, CDC Director Robert Redfield said acute flaccid myelitis or myelitis is a medical emergency that requires immediate recognition and care. AFM is a rare, rapid onset neurological disease affecting the spinal cord, leading to paralysis. Symptoms of AFM include sudden arm or leg weakness, difficulty walking, limb pain, back pain, or neck pain. AFM can cause paralysis over the course of hours to days, which may require a ventilator for breathing. It most commonly affects young children. Parents are being asked to seek medical care immediately if a child develops a sudden arm or leg weakness. Most children with AFM will have a fever or respiratory illness about 6 days before weakness occurs. For this reason, AFM has been associated with viruses, and specifically one called enterovirus D68. But why some children get AFM and some don't isn't yet clear. Third, today under the sign category of earthquakes in diverse places, according to CBS News, a 5.1 magnitude earthquake struck North Carolina near the Virginia border on Sunday, with shaking felt as far away as Tennessee and South Carolina. The National Weather Service said it's the largest quake to hit these states since 1916. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake's epicenter was 2.5 miles southeast of Sparta, North Carolina, at a depth of about 2.3 miles. It hit just after 8 a.m. and could be felt throughout North Carolina as well as in Virginia, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Fourth today, under the sign category of pestilences and fatal epidemic diseases, according to CNN, a New Mexico man has died of septic plague, marking the second plague case in the state this year. The New Mexico Department of Health said in a news release, the Rio Arriba County man was in his 20s and was hospitalized before he died. Department of Health Secretary Kathy Kunkel said plague activity in New Mexico is usually highest during the summer and the summer months, so it is especially important now to take precautions to avoid rodents and their fleas, which can expose you to plague. This is the second case of plague reported in New Mexico this year. The State Health Department reported July 27 a case of bubonic plague was diagnosed in a Santa Fe County man in his 60s. Fifth today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Reuters, at least two explosions have hit convoys supplying U.S.-led coalition forces in Iraq in the last 24 hours. The first on Monday evening near the southern border with Kuwait, and the second on Tuesday north of Baghdad. The explosions, which caused no casualties, but did some material damage, are the latest in a string of such incidents in recent weeks. The military said an attack in northern Iraq on Sunday hit a convoy carrying supplies to coalition forces. Several thousand U.S. forces are still based in Iraq, leading a coalition whose mission is to fight Sunni Muslim Islamic State militants. Those forces are also a target for Iran-backed Shiite militias, which the United States blames for regular rocket attacks on bases hosting the coalition and on other U.S. targets, such as Washington's embassy in Baghdad. The prophetic passage of scripture that we are looking at today in Ezekiel is Ezekiel, rather. Chapter 36, verses 1 through 7. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 1 and 3. 1 through 3 reads, "Also, thou son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel, and say, Ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because the enemy hath said against you, Aha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy and say, Thus saith the Lord God, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that ye might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen, and ye are taken up in the lips of talkers, and are an infamy of the people." Allow me to share with you some commentary and thoughts on this passage from Exploring Bible Prophecy from Genesis to Revelation by Dr. Tim LaHaye and Dr. Ed Heinzen. Having prophesied the ultimate destruction of one of Israel's historic enemies on Mount Seir in chapter 35, the prophet now prefaces his theological explanation of Israel's national regathering, regeneration, and restoration with a promise to remove all Israel's enemies from the mountains of Israel in preparation for its restoration under the new covenant in the millennial kingdom. The past subjugation and humiliation imposed by the threat of foreign nations surrounding Israel is contrasted with the productive future that will follow the fulfillment of national restoration physically and spiritually. However, the primary focus of this chapter is the restoration of God's reputation through the reversal of Israel's condition physically and spiritually under the new covenant in the millennial kingdom. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Holy Bible in our next podcast. Our second coming quote for today is from Jonathan Edwards. He said, "This world is a dark place without Christ, and therefore is dark till he comes, and until his kingdom of glory is set up." And let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for our time together, being reminded of the second coming of Christ and of the kingdom to come. Lord, help us to keep the blessed hope alive in our hearts and minds, and to stand strong and endure hardness in these perilous times. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.